Oh my God, thank you so much for spending some time with me on Flick Through Friday. Please let me know if I've been of any help, if I have been any help to you at all. Let me know in the comments on my Instagram and or Facebook. Please be unafraid to shoot me a DM. I am always looking to improve. Once again, I appreciate you making it to the end. You have no idea how much I truly appreciate all of you, each and every one of you. So sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I will talk to you next time on Flick Through Fridays. Sonic is our current episode, and I am introducing another co-host. This is Michael Newman. Michael, introduce yourself. Say hi to the new folks.
Hello, I'm Michael Newman.
Awesome. And of course, you guys remember Sean from our last episode.
Hey, Sean. How's it going, everybody?
Awesome. And of course, I'm your host, Casey Amois, and we're going to go in on Sonic. So first things first, we got the plot. Anything out of the ordinary, guys? Anything we got? Michael's seen it 3 times.
I thought the plot was very similar to the first one. Is it kind of the same formula?
I would like to politely disagree. The plot, there's like 3 different movies. There's 2 or 3 different movies. The plot line with the sister-in-law getting married, I didn't need that. That was a different movie. And then there was just a lot of random things that really took them away from the quest. You know, like the part where they're, they're like, hey, we've got rights to a Bruno Mars song. We've got to find a reason to squeeze that in. You know, that kind of stuff. The plot to me wasn't as streamlined as the first one. The first one was just a good old road trip movie, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's what I think.
I feel like that marriage thing was kind of like a way to get that actor a bigger role, because she had like a small role in the first one. You know, when she's upset about Sonic's presence in her house, now he's at her wedding and there's 2 of them.
As she said. It was funny when she said it.
Again. Yeah, that part was like perfect.
She pretty much snapped, like, that was her moment. Because that's the thing about Sonic, this movie is about, it's all about, like, moment is a key word. Everybody wants their moment, their time to shine. Except, of course, Knuckles doesn't see it as that, but,
All right, but there needs to be just one main character. We need to, in the movie, you have to have one protagonist, and you follow that protagonist's journey. And in this one, we have, like, 5 protagonists.
I can agree. So I totally agree with that. Because then it went from being about Sonic trying to, like, find a whole new way of being responsible to Tails finding out... Well, actually, you know what? No.
I gotta
disagree. Because I think... Or no. I do agree. So it's like Sonic and Donut Lord are fucking protagonists. And then Kelly becomes a new protagonist. And I think they just found an excuse to, like, plug Shamar Moore into the mix.
She's the sister?
No, Shamar Moore is the guy that the sister gets married to.
Okay, whole thing about how he catfished her, right, to catch Sonic makes no sense.
No.
How did they know Sonic was going to be there?
Actually, it makes perfect sense if you think about it. I mean, so check it out. We all saw Thor. Right?
Okay.
So we saw Thor, and then we went from Thor to the Avengers, and that whole big reveal about Nick Fury and S.H.I.E.L.D. basically hiding weapons from the rest of the Avengers and not telling them about it was like Nick Fury was like, man, why did y'all... Like, Captain America was like, why did you fucking build these guns?
Okay.
Because at the end of it, you see part of the
shadow. And then, like, Nick Fury was like, because Thor showed up.
Right,
so then
right.
It makes sense.
But there was a chance that Sonic... didn't show up to the wedding. They didn't know he was going to show up to the wedding. So if he never showed up, that was just like a wasted mission. That's just a wasted sting. They were all ready with those cages. They had those cages ready. They had their weapons. They had their cages. If Sonic didn't show up, what were they going to do with those weapons and those cages?
Maybe they were counting on Donut Lord because of his connection to Sonic. Maybe Sonic would eventually make his way to the wedding. Sonic is cocky. And you can predict cocky, impulsive people. Like,
and then he, of course, you got to add on the fact that Sonic had been, like, interfering with crime all over the fucking nation.
He's on, yeah, he's on the, like, the
their watch list.
So why did it take this long to even catch him?
Because he's fast. Because
it's like,
he's fast, I guess.
He's fast. It's like fucking Wile E. Coyote trying to catch the Roadrunner. I think you'd have to, like, eventually sit and wait for him to, like...
You have to trap somebody, like somebody who's that fast and can go from location to location in a short amount of time. You have to find a way to strategically trap him. You can't just...
So,
you
know, if Knuckles Robotnik had never come back...
Yeah?
You think Sonic still would have shown up at the wedding for a different reason?
No,
there would have been no reason to.
Yeah.
I think Sonic would have just been, you know, basically doing what he did in the movie at first, which, I gotta say, it made me cringe a little bit, because it was like, he went from, like, a really nice, neat-ass house to, like, eating a fuck ton of chips and jumping on this white-ass couch.
Yeah, but he cleaned up really quickly.
He did clean up the fucking quickly. That's what I love about him.
So and that's what I meant by, like, it's the same movie, like, the first movie all over again. He does that in the first movie. He kind of zooms through everything, playing ping-pong, singing, and just partying out by himself.
But now he has a dog.
Well, he had the dog this time.
And then he eventually got Tails, who was, like, apparently watching from the beginning.
Which is creepy as hell.
Because how does he know so much about... He knows about Knuckles, like... I know how he knows about Sonic. But how does he know so much about Knuckles? Yeah. Obviously? He's given all this Tails position, as I call it.
I mean...
I guess, honestly...
Tails wasn't very fleshed out.
I mean, honestly, it's like... Tails wasn't fleshed out, but then it also makes sense as to why Tails would know about Knuckles, considering that he would know about, like, the rings and how to go from, like, universe to universe. And he eventually, like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, he invented, like, a whole, like, linguistic machine that apparently went from, like, being really efficient to telling a bitch that her breath stank.
Yeah. He's kind of like Bulma in Dragon Ball Z.
Like, he's basically... Yeah, like, I just saw him as, like, Bulma in Dragon Ball Z. And to think about it, was Tails ever fleshed out, period?
In this movie?
He tells about his fear,
even in the video game.
He's scared of thunderstorms in a video game, which is funny.
Play the video games, so I don't even...
Well, I didn't play them either. I just read about it before the movie. Like,
I played them growing up. I love listening. I love Sega.
My brother used to play all the time on Sega Genesis. He used to play that, and he loved that game. Like, he was 7. I remember him being 9. I was 7. I would just watch him play it nonstop. This is before PlayStation. This was before the idea of memory cards and all that.
Well, you had no fucking choice then, because then, like, once you turn that shit off, it was a wrap.
Of course, and it's like, I downloaded the game from the Android Market, I mean, from Google Play, and I tried a little bit, actually. I was at Hooters, I remember I was at Hooters, and I was playing it, but then I couldn't get past a certain level, because once you make Sonic do that speedball, it's just so hard to time it and stuff. I don't know, my brother could figure it out, but I didn't have the patience for it, so I just eventually uninstalled the game from my phone.
Which... I gotta say, kind of connects well with, like, the acting bit that I want to bring us into. Like, do you feel like everyone was really patient, overly patient with Sonic, or, like,
just like, just as much as the first one? I
feel like in the first one, like, Tom, like, literally loses his shit with him.
Oh, you're right. Well, when he first meets him,
yeah,
you know. I guess, like, because, like, the first one shows a good change of Tom going over "I hate you" to "you I love you."
Now you're my son.
Yeah, to now my... Yeah.
And now I'm going to give you Wachowski family advice. Right. So I'm like, where the fuck is this coming from?
Yeah, well, I think we have to assume that a lot of time passed.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of time for them to bond and get closer, you know?
Yeah. And I will say this. I love Natasha Rothwell.
Is she... What actress is that?
She's the sister who's supposed to get married.
The,
like,
sister, okay.
She, like, goes from side character with a lot of comedy bits and, you know, being, like, the generic comedic relief to, like, full-on fucking badass.
She's pretty... yeah, it was kind of funny. Like, it's kind of childish funny, but it's like... That was her moment, you know?
Oh, yeah. Because
this movie is about moments. Knuckle wants a moment. Tails wants a moment. Sonic definitely wants a moment. He's, like, the first one to be mentioned. But she wants her moment of getting married. And so she says, it's still my day. And I just feel like this movie is kind of about people's shining day that they want to remember, that they want to talk about, like have an anniversary and a get-together about. Hey, you remember when this happened? Because, you know, that's what Sonic is looking for, to be a hero. And Knuckles is looking to be...
Oh, that's a good point, Michael.
Yeah, that's a good point. And it took me the third time me seeing it to realize that, oh, this is about people's shining moment in their life.
Yeah.
Of anything. Like, they want that one...
That's actually, really insightful.
Right, and it actually makes sense, because then, you know, Jim Carrey, like, plays a really excellent antagonist who's, like, really trying to get back at Sonic.
He wants to get Sonic before... Because that's his moment of getting... Like, I finally got him, and then he doesn't get him.
Right. Like, that's his big win. That makes sense.
Everybody wants that
but
big win.
But then I feel like they left Tika Sumpter out. Like, she went from wanting her big moment to not having shit. In the second one. She's the wife.
Okay.
She didn't get married, did she?
She got married to Tom, but it's like, after the first one, it's like, she's like, all the way turned down. Like,
oh, Tom, okay. I thought you were talking about the other one.
I'm talking about the, I'm not talking about the sister who's getting married. I'm talking about the one that Tom married to.
Tom's wife. He's saying Tom's wife didn't have as big a role.
In the second one as she did in the first. It just feels like.
She's at least there for the last battle.
Yeah.
I feel like they were both kind of sidelined, like, definitely, because this is more about Sonic and meeting Knuckles and Tails, because he's meeting two essential characters from the franchise. He's meeting Tails, he's meeting Knuckles first, then he meets Tails. I mean, Tails just shows up, he knows how to wig a police car from his little gadget.
Which I thought was the coolest fucking thing ever, that brings us into the fucking costuming. Like, the consistency, my dude. Like, it was actually really awesome to watch. Like, he had good gadgets. They move from top to bottom. Sonic's shoes are not worn out after the little kid gives it to him. So it's like, that kind of works out. And then Robotnik.
He looked just cool as hell. And then they made a whole big thing about him going to his little spaceship and coming out with this jacket. And he was like, check me out. I've been rehatched.
Right.
So they...
I actually love that. Like, sticking to that, and then, like, the robots just changing form to looking like the actual robots from the video game.
Yes, his giant Zord, whatever you want to call it, his giant mecha at the end. It
looked like a Gundam kind of thing.
And that's what, you know, I was disappointed. I mean, I always thought, you know, Jim Carrey, he doesn't look like Robotnik. Robotnik in the games was big and fat. He should be Dan DeVito. But at least his mech looks like was kind of big and fat like in the games.
He was fat. He was fat in the end credit scene of the first Sonic. He was actually he had a little bulge. If you look closely, he's kind of like
he did have a bulge.
He had that backpack on with Dr. Stone.
Fuck, that's
Stone.
Right.
And then he had that little beer gut like thing. You know, like
he had
drinking.
A whole fucking beer gut.
Yeah.
And he was fried, and his shit was like bald at one point.
Well, all he had to eat was mushrooms.
And that was the other thing. This motherfucker went through the most to create a fucking coffee machine.
Oh, yeah. Is that the very beginning? I did see that part where it's like a Rube Goldberg machine. You know what that means?
Yeah.
Yeah. A Rube Goldberg machine made out of mushrooms.
Oh, my
and
God.
And it's a cool thing because it's the opening credits. You see the opening credits during that. And it was a kind of a cool thing to do, like a low-key thing to show while showing those credits.
I guess for like the little tidbit, well, I got to throw this in here, like while we're still on it, like we're on like this video game tip thing where it's like it's a series, so we might like try, if provided they don't like give us another video game movie, we'll probably like keep going with like maybe Uncharted and probably stopping. I don't know if we have access to like Mario Bros or whatnot. I don't think I want to see it. Anywho, I just thought I'd throw it out there because I bring that up to say, I remember the time me and Sean were talking about how like Sean like made a really poignant point about, yo, Sonic is like a really great movie for kids that like eventually turns into like this video game like Easter egg mission.
Yeah,
and Uncharted is like a good movie for adults who don't necessarily get into Uncharted at all.
Yeah.
But it's still exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, I guess the costume... It, like I said, it goes back to the costuming and how you rendered, like, Jim Carrey, where you have the robots going from, like, these cool-looking drones to turning into little bees that you ended up beating the shit out of in the video game to, like, the mushroom world where you knew, like, Sonic was eventually going to have to end up over to. And, like, I felt good about learning more about Lockhart. And I guess there wasn't as much consistency with the first one. You know, with the Enchidas, like that whole tribe of Enchidas where Knuckles' village is supposed to come from, like they don't look the same. Maybe that's just me, but
I thought they were birds of a sort. Like in the first movie where they had those masks that have feathers, I thought they were like eagles or some kind of bull like creature. Because when I saw, what's her name, Longclaw, she's an owl, right? So I thought that those bull like creatures were like other eagles or hawks or maybe other owls that were like a rivaling tribe. Uh-huh. Turns out that they were in echidnas the whole time. They just, I don't know, why did they wear the, was it like a warrior outfit that they had?
Yeah.
Why was it the
beak? They were like war masks, you know.
Masks,
yeah.
War masks.
Like war paint, like just scare.
I called her Lockhart, it's a long claw.
Like your long claw, yeah. It's okay. I called a long horn at one
the
point.
The fuck?
Like long horn, steak horn from Looney Tunes.
Oh my
I
God. Thought,
like, I don't know, I was writing my review in the movie theater as I was watching it, and I was making notes about my movie review that I may or may not post. And I wrote Longhorn, but then I heard Sonic say Longclaw, and I was like, oh, I gotta correct that. And it's kind of funny because, like, they were on their planet.
Right.
All of a sudden, they built all this stuff about the Emerald on planet Earth. At what point did they do the portal, wing portal, and bring the stuff to Earth? Like, so Sonic was supposed to arrive to Earth? Because I guess that's how she knew about Earth, but,
Well, she kind of knows about everything.
Oh, okay.
That was the other thing that was like really cool, that I found like really cool, yeah, but confusing. Like the map gave us a 3D projection of Longclaw.
Yeah, like a hologram.
Yeah,
a hologram like Star Wars. Or something.
Was
like,
magic.
She pre-recorded it.
It was a magic science map.
It was. Sonic, we need your help. I'm trying to do a Star Wars reference. I messed it up.
Oh my God.
Sonic, your only hope. There you go. That's what she should have said.
You're my only hope. And like disappears and like realistically drops a feather. How the fuck do you do this?
It's magic.
Holy shit, that was consistent.
I found it, like, I caught on to how Eggman keeps that little piece of Sonic, that little hail,
mm-hmm,
from the whole, from the very beginning to about the point that he gets the emerald. I mean, is it emerald or diamond? Are they the same thing?
It's more of an emerald.
Okay.
As far as diamonds go, it'd be the shittiest fucking diamond ever, because the shit broke.
It did break.
Okay. But anyway, like, he keeps that one little charged hail, and I'm like, how does that charged hail even remain electricity from Sonic? It's not connected to Sonic anymore. How is it still electrical?
It doesn't matter if it's connected to him. It still has the power. I mean, he's not like a battery. If it comes from him, it still has his power.
So basically, you can like pluck one of his hails. He has to charge it a bit, but you could kind of use it as like a what, like a not a fuse, but essentially
a
battery.
Well, he did it in the first one.
Yeah, I know. I saw it. That's probably why that. Yeah, that's why he wanted to harness his power first. Then he just wanted to flat out destroy Sonic.
Well, yeah, just for revenge.
Yeah, and then.
How do y'all feel about the music? I can tell you one thing: my favorite part of the music, Jim Carrey going Emerald. This man went from like goofy let me have mushrooms in my coffee to like T-Pain's Wet Dream. Like,
they definitely had 3.0, good... my game is next level. That was pretty cool.
That shit was funny as
but
hell.
But his voice changed to normal as it went on, though. I felt like he could have kept that a little bit longer, that little music voice, like I finally got you. You know, something like that.
And that shit was funny. Yeah, like, watching him move around in Gundam like a giant fucking kid. Oh, my God.
Yeah, especially with the guitar leg thing he does. That shit was pretty cool.
Which kind of brings us to cinematography before I, like, let us rip into it for real. How do you guys feel about how it was, like, overall shown? I thought it was really honest. It was great. I feel like it was great. Like, we got, like... moment to moment to moment, really shown well. It wasn't a boring transition anywhere. I will say this, though. It did move hella fast.
That's what I feel like. I felt like it was going from place to place too quickly.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you did have those moments where you know, the whole wedding thing just just stop, to me, stop the plot in its tracks. I mean, because, like, the sister is getting her revenge on the guy, but they're also freeing Sonic, but I'm also, like, I don't care. I just want to... I just want you to stop. I mean, just stop Robotnik. Keep doing that.
Right.
When he was trapped by those people, it kind of stopped it dead. But still not terrible. Could have been better. Could have been worse, as far as that goes.
I mean, it could have. They could have wounded, actually, but they didn't. I mean.
But yeah, the special effects were good. You know. The part where, you know, like, Sonic's turning into, like, a speedball, and then Knuckles stops him.
That shit was actually really pretty cool.
I do have a question, though. How is Knuckles as fast as Sonic when he's running? I thought Sonic was a speedster. So I read on the internet that Knuckles is as strong as Sonic is as fast. His strength matches Sonic's speed. So how is it that he could run as fast to keep up with Sonic? Is it Sonic purposely slowing himself down to keep up with both Tails and Knuckles? Because I know that Knuckles can fly as fast as Sonic can run.
They just wanted it to look cool in the movie, Michael.
That's what I was saying.
Like, I feel like it's that, and it's also like Sonic could really be just that dude where he is slowing down.
Yeah, I feel like he was
to, like, keep up. It's like Kung Fu Panda. Like, where fucking Poe and all of them were, like, fighting, and then I'm trying to remember. I can't remember which one it was. But they were, like, flying in the air, and Poe was, like, looking left and right, like, this is so cool, and, like, still flying at him. That's what I feel like was happening. But, yeah, I feel that. I was mad confused, because I'm like, how in the fuck is Knuckles running this fast right now?
Especially when he's, like, Sonic and Tails are in a cop car, and he catches up to him. I'm like...
Oh, yeah.
That shit was fucking crazy.
How did he, like, was he giving power? Was he generating power from his knuckles and blasting?
Does he run like Sonic, where he's in a, like, a ball?
He runs like the ninja one, like Shinobi do, like on Naruto.
Yeah.
Like, he runs, like, his arms out like that.
Guys, your anime references are going to go, like, over my head.
It's all good.
He literally runs like that. It's called the ninja one. He even lets his fingers drop a little bit. He did it when he was running across the water, the ocean.
Yeah.
He lets his fingers drop a little bit. It's kind of because he's focusing only on his legs.
That's
what Knuckles did.
Here's the funny thing about this, Sean. In the game, Knuckles has a ball mode too, just like Sonic.
Okay.
So that's like he does turn into a little ball, but I think they didn't go with that because it would have just confused the fuck out of the kids.
Well, and that's the other thing. Like, Sonic doesn't need shoes or good running shoes because in the game, he's not going with his feet. He's just in a ball. He's rolling.
He just rolls everywhere.
He rolls really quickly. It looks cool in a game, but that's not going to look cool in a movie, right?
I feel like he only did the roll, like, if he really needed the speed. And, like, if, of course, you use it against Eggman because you, like, bounce back and forth. And, you know, but
I think that also kind of worked when he was, like, up. Yeah, when he sped up to, like, cut off Eggman's giant Gundam head.
Uh-huh.
When he went gold.
But
I thought that was, like, the coolest.
He was flying.
At that point.
He was, like, Super Saiyan. He looked literally like Super Saiyan Goku against Frieza. Like, literally, his hair was
opposite. Just went gold and then, like, fucking floated. And you got Knuckles talking about some, don't touch him. He's not the same. It's like, what the fuck you mean? He's the same fucking dude.
He does that chili dog thing. No, he's
Oh, that's guy. Right. He made a chili dog out of... He used the Emerald's power to do that, right?
Yeah. Like Infinity Gems at that point. They're like Infinity Gems. The reference that, like, you know...
And maybe this is too metaphysical for both of y'all, but I remember reading about the Emerald Tablet in The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. And it speaks of a tablet that apparently can be communicated, or it can be read by everyone on the planet, and it can give you ultimate power once you know how to create it. But it's like, I couldn't help but think of that emerald when they were talking about the emerald in Sonic. Yeah. And it's so weird. But the other thing that they did was, like, they made a reference to The Secret. I don't know if either of you guys have heard The Secret. I know it's still on Netflix.
Yeah, did they say something about someone's vision board?
Yeah, it's on my vision board for weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was.
He did say it. I do remember that. That was funny. I mean, that was in the trailers. and it's funny. And
then he references The Secret. You should see it. It blows your mind.
Yeah. So Robotnik explains his plan. Then Stone says that sounds big. And then Robotnik says, it's been in my vision for years. You haven't seen The Secret?
Okay, I don't know about The Secret. What is...
It's just a self-help book.
It's a self-help book, and it's about the law of attraction, which is whatever you think about, whatever you focus or think about, it grows. So if you focus on good things will attract and come to you. If you think of bad things will come and attract to you. That's kind of the nuts and bolts of it. So you're supposed to learn how to manifest or fool the universe into creating of you're creating your own world by focusing on the positives.
Yeah. And so that's, if you didn't understand that joke, Michael, that's what that meant in the movie.
Yeah. Because like it's like if someone was like, man, if the universe like,
Is this movie with Emma Stone by chance?
No. Michael, this isn't.
Sorry.
No.
Because I remember Jim Carrey had this on YouTube. He had this thing about Emma Stone. He like loved her or something. I don't know if that was real.
And this is where we go off the rails. Sorry. Yes, we will talk about the fact that Jim Carrey had a whole ass crush on Emma Stone.
My apologies.
It's not even bad. We're through with the structure at this point. Okay. Like, if y'all are listening, it's just us ripping into this fucking movie and ripping into Jim Carrey, who overdid it.
Yeah. There's so much you can say about Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Did you know he was on trial for the murder of his ex-girlfriend?
What the fuck? What?
His ex-girlfriend committed suicide, and he was, like, on trial for it because he was accused of giving her the medication that she used to kill herself.
What the look that up. Fuck?
he didn't like what Will Smith did either.
He tweeted about that, or maybe he was on a talk show and told someone.
I'd sue him for $200 million.
He said that was unprofessional. It doesn't matter what he said about your wife. That doesn't give you the right to, you know, commit physical violence against anyone. Violence is never the answer. Something like that.
Some shit like that.
I will make this one with us. I saw this on Instagram. Okay. Apparently, Xbox had designed a Knuckles and Sonic controller, respectively.
Right.
Like, and I looked at it. It was Jim fuzzy, Carrey was right? holding it. Yeah, he was fuzzy. What's his name that plays the voice of Knuckles?
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba, yeah. He was holding the Knuckles one. It was like fuzzy and red, and I was like, man, I wish I had one of those, because I don't have an Xbox, but I still would like the controller for my PC.
You want the controller?
Yeah. My PC, you can connect controller to the PC still.
Shit, that'd be fucking cool. I know great amounts of people. One chick I had a crush on, like, on Instagram has, like, a whole gaming setup where it's just Ninja Turtles themed, and she's got, like, a couple of controllers that look like the fucking Ninja Turtles. Like, whoa. Even got, like, the goddamn figures playing next to them. It was crazy. But no.
I have a Sonic cup from AMC. It's like $10 for a little... It's like a kid-sized cup. It's kind of like...
It was 10 bucks?
It was like 10 bucks. I'm like, this should be like 7 maybe at the most, not 10. But it had the Sonic act little figure on it, you know? And,
oh, yeah. I saw that.
Popcorn, though?
No, it actually came separate from the pop. Like, they didn't have a popcorn bin, from what I know. They just had this little kid size. It was like a Happy Meals cup.
Yeah,
it was like something you get at Burger King.
And one of the guests or one of the customers came up to us and was like, "Yo, do you still have those Sonic plushies?" And I'm like, "Man, plushies. Yeah, apparently
I wish we had plushies. That'd be cool."
It's just a red. And,
okay, yeah, it was for the event, but I don't remember us like selling them individually.
Did you ever get that, though, doing Sonic? Like, I know people ask for, like, red and blue social concessions all the time. They always want you to mix the wild cherry and the blue raspberry together. Did you get more of those around this time period?
Because of Sonic? Yes. Mixes you did. Like Sonic,
I figured,
and
because
Knuckles,
doing Spider-Man, we got more pepper
and
pizza
like
orders.
I'm drinking them. They're so stupid.
I feel like I can get the powers and combine them into one, like, strength and speed.
Yo.
No.
I don't know what the fuck people are going to do with Shadow now. Because now Shadow's going to be coming out. And I remember talking about this shit at work. Like, you going to have motherfuckers, like, shoving kids out the motherfucking way to watch the next Sonic movie.
Somebody
at this
had
point.
The Sonic, the outfit of Shadow on.
I've seen several Sonics. I've seen several adults and several children I get. But it's another thing when you see a middle-aged, like, 35-year-old mom wearing a full Sonic onesie, and ordering a goddamn
I don't want to say this. The thing about it is I happened to look at her, and I don't know how I should say it, but she wasn't completely covered.
Oh, yeah.
From the torso area.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, you have your child, and not that he would say anything to mommy at his age, but that's kind of like a cosplay.
Her titties were out. Say it, man, at this point.
I mean, they weren't out, but you could see the cleavage. You could see
I remember. I was like, yeah, that's nice. Sonic don't have those, but you can. It's cool.
But there was a shadow outfit at one point I saw.
There was a shadow outfit. Random ass dude. I don't want to see him. I wanted to see her.
There was a Tails, I think. Was there a Tails? Did anybody see Tails?
No one. Actually, you know, that's the weird thing.
I feel like Tails should have the one with the breath.
Tails should have a fucking onesie. I don't think enough people are wearing those.
Because he's kind of like... Okay, so I thought Tails was like a female character originally when I was a kid. I didn't know he was a man.
I think I always knew he was a boy.
I didn't know that.
I thought he was a girl, too. I'm not even on cap. No cap. I used to think he was a girl, too.
A woman voices him.
Yeah,
that's true.
A woman voices him, and a woman voices Frieza.
But she's not wearing pink.
A woman voices Trunks.
Then I girl. That's Trunks? How I grew up.
Man, Naruto. The fuck.
A woman voices Naruto.
And it didn't help that there was like a fucking. There was a girl. Sonic did have a whole girlfriend.
Yeah, Rose? her name was Amy. Amy Rose. It was Amy Rose.
Wait, what about the other chick who has like bat wings?
Asked Sebastian about this. I know.
Yeah, I don't remember that one's name.
Amy Rose was his girlfriend.
Isn't there a big cat named Big Cat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that motherfucker does is fish.
Put him in the movie.
Because Amy Rose has a big hammer.
Yeah.
That would be awesome to see. I think she should be in the third one. She should definitely be in the third one.
She'll definitely show up in the third one.
Protective crush. She has an obsessive protective crush over Sonic.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Tails, he just admires Sonic. But she is like... deeply in love, wants his complete attention.
You want to make this 2022 woke, you know, Tails has a crush on Sonic, and he's jealous.
I would totally do it.
Really?
I would totally see
love
it.
Love to Sonic.
It feels like that, because the motherfucker went and jumped in front of a bullet for this dude.
She would smash his gadgets. Like, no, my hammer outweighs your gadgets. Like,
oh my god.
He'd probably develop a specific... gadget just to defeat a hammer, like make it anti-gravity or something.
I mean, yeah.
He had some pretty cool gadget too, like, and finally, what was that laser gun she finally pulled out? Why did he never use that?
That shit was the dopest.
They were, like, too dangerous for him to even have.
Right.
Like, he didn't do anything crazy. Like, he could have used any of those against Knuckles, and they could have beat him.
He could have used it in the goddamn Serbian bar.
He's not a field guy. That's what he said. He's not, I'm not a field guy. But you have field guy equipment.
You have some pretty dangerous weapons for a dude that's not a field guy.
He has a like anti-gravity thing that sends people...
flying in the fucking air. I thought that shit was cool as fuck.
He could have used that against Eggman completely. He could have blasted a laser into his big robot or something.
We could have used that in the damn Serbian bar in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Hold on, but that scene was for a dance-off. That scene was for a cool dance music.
I don't know if we needed a dance-off.
Like I don't think we did either, yeah. But we had got it.
What the hell?
Because they had the budget for Bruno Mars.
Oh my god.
Why did he have to have Bruno Mars just to dance? Like, and why didn't Sonic ever use his speed doing that entire thing? I know he did at one point, but he could have easily snatched.
And why did it took him so long to figure that out? Hey, you know what I need? My own music.
Like,
they spent like 5 minutes tripping over each other before he realized, oh wait, can you plug my phone in? Like, just do that right away.
I was confused as fuck because I was always like, yo, I've never seen Sonic dance.
Well, it seems like
he gonna suck ass. Like he's gonna get his ass.
Something he would be good at.
It would be something he's
so
good at.
Cool.
He would be cool, but I've never seen that fucker dance. That's like, you know what? You know who else I don't think could dance? Samuel Jackson.
Jim Carrey could dance.
I think actually no. Jim Carrey looks silly. Fucking dance. I don't think he dances. I think he's just silly and just be wacky out on the damn dance floor.
Yeah,
he'll go to a club.
Wiggling his digits around, making drones go off and stuff. I mean,
he's the real Jim Carrey, though.
Like, the real Jim Carrey.
Yeah, because he played his mask, you know.
Yeah.
And he danced doing that.
Yeah, he did the tango.
He did the tango.
And I don't know a lot of his films, but I know he's a very funny guy. He's
straight up funny.
He was in Living Color with the Wayne Brothers, and he was...
Yeah, that was his first...
That was his first, like, major gig.
Well, he got that because he didn't get on SNL.
Oh, okay. SNL.
until instead he did Living Color.
But Adam Sandler got it, obviously.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And then they had Damon Wayans on SNL, and then he pissed off Lorne Michaels by putting on, like, a gay voice or, like, a gay lisp for one of the characters when Lorne Michaels told him not to, so he got kicked off the fucking show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wait, kicked off as a cast member?
He got kicked off as a cast member because, like, Damon Wayans was supposed to be a cast member on SNL, and then he pissed off Lorne Michaels. And
after, like, one episode?
Just one episode. Oh. And you don't even notice it. That's the crazy part. You don't even notice that this shit happens. But I think we're about to hit our time. But that's us talking about Sonic. It's definitely worth the watch. It's currently in theaters. It's probably going to end up on Amazon Prime if you want to rent it. It's all up to you. This is Casey, Michael, and Sean. Thank you guys so much for listening. We're out. Welcome to Flick Through Friday, where I, Casey Amoy, give you a movie review on a TV show, movie, documentary, literally anything you watch on a streaming service to cut your time in half and really get down to brass tacks to see whether the movie you're flicking to is worth it or not. Welcome and thank you for coming and listening. Today's episode is going to be on...